In the 2 years I was at Mayflower, I believe that God led me to become a Salvation Army officer. So I took the Salvation Army officer training, which is at Denmark Hill. And in my session, there were other young women, fairly new to the army as I was, who had come via the Mother's Hospital. I think from that time I was aware that the Mother's Hospital was a training ground, really, for Christian missionaries, because qualified women would be appointed out to the Third World to run clinics and start preventive medicine, do maternity work. And they really, they made a quite enormous contribution to the development of medical services in the Third World. They would become matrons of hospitals, or they would have their own clinics. And then the next step, of course, was to train indigenous people, you know, to become qualified nurses themselves. So that happened. I've always sort of known this, the enormous work that somehow happened through the Mother's Hospital. From the very beginning for the Salvation Army, there was a kind of two sides of a coin, the evangelical and there is the social. William Booth said, you can't preach to a man who has an empty belly, you know, you've got to feed him first. Also, I mean, he had a quite tremendous vision, really. His In Darkest England and The Way Out outlines the most bold schemes, really, to help the what he called the submerged tenth of London. As a farm, he had, there's a big farm, you know, many, many acres farm in Hadley, and he had something like 250 unemployed men. They had their own brickyard and, you know, they were being employed. They were being brought back to life. They were being taught farming, and many of them were emigrated to the colonies and started a new life. In the big hostels, you know, the big intention would be to help men back to work, you know, for the homeless hostels. And all the way through, the Salvation Army has had this dual work, you know, its mission to help people know God and find salvation, to be good Christians, good disciples, and to serve suffering humanity. And also to take such social action, you know, such social justice action as we can, in that we are non-political and social action is bound to be political. But on the other hand, the army has that strong input to the wrongs of the world. It seeded itself, you know, if people moved, a family moved out to America and the 16-year-old daughter starts meetings and then, you know, that was the sort of the seed of America. Two men in Australia, again, moving from here to Australia, they started prison work. And it's still happening. We have, the general has requests from, sometimes, I mean, you think, we don't know the names of all the African countries, Burundi and places like that. We have a Salvation Army. We have people send us officers. And then the army has to investigate to know if it's appropriate to establish its work. But it seeds itself. It is a, I suppose it's a wonderful idea.